I can tell you now that a glass of wine is somewhere between £10 and £15.
I'm in the Albert Hall with Mark,
trying to get a drink.
And Mark is very bravely trying to read the prices.
Eight quid?
Wow, it's gone down. It used to make more sense to buy a bottle. But since you can't take bottles into our kind of seating, it's probably not much point. I'll have the Cabernet Sauvignon, yeah, that'll be fine. Are you okay to get it and I'll give you some money?
Yeah, I'll get this.
Sure, okay.
We're in a bar that's on top of door 6, which I imagine has the most magnificent view. Can you see the Albert Memorial from here?
I'm too short to see.
Ah. Well, I suppose it's probably down, isn't it, from here?
But you might be able to get to a proper view of the window, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Could I have a? Do they do any bottles of still water as well? I just remembered in the heat of the hall, we always end up with sticky mouth after drinking, so. At least I do.
Mark is currently speaking to his bank manager to remortgage his flat.
We finally got paid today.
Oh, that's all right then. Did we? Oh, I forgot. Mark is now counting out his money in what sounds like 1 pence coins. We might get there eventually.
Water.
Keep hold of it until I say let go. Okay.
Now, 2 bottles of still water, please.
I'll try and head back through the crowd towards the corridor, shall I?
Yeah.
Okay. See if Mark's behind me. Are you still there?
Yeah.
That's good.
We'll try and see if we can squeeze in.
Yeah. Sorry? I can't hear you at all, I'm afraid.
You want to go out to the corridor? Yeah,
yeah.
The main corridor,
yeah? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I think I'm still with you.
Sorry.
Are you alright?
Sorry? Oh, sorry, where's my friend? I was following my friend, he seems to have vanished. Chap on a couple of sticks? Or carrying a couple of sticks, possibly, because he had some wine. Oh, right, fine. Fine. Sorry, I ended up running into somebody else with the cane. Yeah, maybe. Right, a bit cooler here, that's good. Sorry, Mark, I can't hear you.
Ledge,
okay, yep. Tell me where I'm going then. Okay. Oh, sorry. Where are you, Mark?
Yeah.
Are you up there? Okay.
Any chance we can squeeze in? Thank you.
About something.
Put something down, yeah.
Down here somewhere. Yeah, perfect. Good. I'll put the bottle in my pocket for now. I'm surprised they didn't take the top off. They're usually fussy about that kind of thing, aren't they?
Slightly to your left, yeah.
Yep, got it. Fine. Cheers, Mark.
Cheers.
There was a great busker in the Kensington subway on the way through, mm-hmm. doing guitar stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it, really. It was a great busker.
What was he doing?
Oh, now there's the question. Hang on. I can't think of the name of the song now. It was in my head. Oh, I'll have to play it back off Audio Boo.
Okay. Oh, you Audio Booed him?
Yeah. Well, to the tune of my cane going back and forth.
Oh, right.
All right, well, there we are anyway. This is where we are, and here we are, and Mark's going to eat his first meal of the day. What is your first meal of the day?
It's salt and vinegar.
Vile substance.
What, vinegar or salt? Both.
The vinegar, particularly.
Fair enough. I feel that, you know, if I have the salt will clog up my arteries and vinegar
will clear, yeah.
Thin the back.
So yeah.
I can open it, okay? It doesn't like keeping it open.
All interviews in the song. I remember that they just did a review of the year.
So, Mark, where are you?
I'm in.
You're there,
Mark.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, RS.
RS?
Yeah, that's
an S. It's all in one, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's S1, 62, and 63?
Yeah.
This is where I try not to fall down all the steps. Okay, Mark.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for
them. All right. Do they need the tickets, or can we just say?
Yes, these two seats here. Okay.
Sorry?
Apparently with these two.
No, we're not. We're near the front. Excuse me, sorry.
Yes, so these two seats
no,
here.
No, it's S1, yes. 62 and 63. So I think it's the front row, surely, of the circle.
Yeah, this.
Oh, this is
the one, yeah.
This is row one, is it?
So this is row one.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, I'm sorry.
61, 62, and 63.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, these two. Seats.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem, sorry.
No, it's no problem.
Where am I going, Mark?
Just in, yeah, there.
Oh, right, okay.
I'll go in.
What number is this one?
63.
Fine, I'll go there then.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so we are... Oh, so the circle goes up behind us, does it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they are 62.
Do you think there's more circle below us, then?
No, but I think the fact that there's not a 61, which is unoccupied next door to us, suggests that there might not be.
Unless it's next one over the aisle.
It could be, yeah. They also moved... She also moved, the reason why I stood there was she was moving people. So
oh, I see.
Whether she was moving them because they sat there and then she said you can sit there as long as everybody comes, in which case they probably are our seats.
Yeah.
She was moving them because she just thought it would be easiest to sat there. But as good a view as we'll get anyway.
But we do at least have the barrier here, haven't we? We are at the front of the of the block, aren't we?
The front of the, we've got as good a view as we will get anywhere.
Yeah, so fine. Good. Oh, it is really roasting. I'm going to have to take off my jacket and jumper and shirt. No, not my shirt.
Keep the shirt.
Yeah, I'll try.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
It's time at the Albert Hall this week. Marcus collaborated with a different charity. Tonight, that charity is Teenage Cancer Trust.
Is the who here with them as well?
So brave, so inspiring, and so mature beyond their years.
they've been forced to grow up far faster than they should have, and they haven't really had time to fully enjoy their youth. But that's why TCT, Teenage Cancer Trust, is so brilliant. It's because they give us the environment where we can remain young and where we can really make friends and enjoy ourselves, even though we're still going through this terrible ordeal. Now, Teenage Cancer Trust have provided DVDs, TVs, pool table, games consoles, everything we could want and more. But for me, the one thing I love more than anything is that they have provided a bed so that, not for me, I mean, we get a bed anyway, but they give a bed to a parent so they can stay with us. And I have to be honest, having my mum by my side every night.
Was not at all what he wanted, and could they please take her away?
So to sum up, we really need your donations now more than ever, because Teenage Cancer Trust have built, funded and maintained 25 units all across the UK, all the way from Edinburgh and Glasgow down into London, and they plan to build another 6, so that all young people that go through this can go under Teenage Cancer Trust Board and receive the specialist treatment that they really deserve. So what I want you to do is when you leave tonight, I really want you to dig deep, stick your hand in your pocket, pull everything out, and get rid of that Nando's loyalty card. We don't want that. Just put in as much money as you can, and I really thank you again, because you'll be making the journey through cancer for other teenagers like me as pain-free as possible. Thank you.